Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
The book of Psalms, Psalm 34, verse 1, very familiar, very popular portion of scripture. While you're turning there, one night a lady came home from her weekly prayer meeting and found that she was being robbed. She saw the robber in the middle of the act and shouted out, Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, and your sins will be forgiven. The robber put his hands up in the air, quickly surrendered, and the lady called the police. The police showed up and handcuffed the criminal. He asked, man, you gave up pretty easy. How come you gave up so quickly? The robber said, she shouted she had an axe and 2.38s. Sometimes people hear different things, but it got the job done. Got the job done. Now, I'm going to give you a warning. When I preach about praise, I tend to get excited. I tend to get loud. I tend to talk fast. And I'm not even going to tell you, I'm not going to try to do that. It's going to happen. Because when we talk about praise, I know you're standing. Give me 30 seconds. I find it odd that the same people that would call me crazy for praising like we praise here will stand in Lambeau Stadium for 4 hours in sub-freezing temperatures and shout. They'll be out in L.A. with their shirts off, not with a shirtless body type, screaming. Painted faces, screaming. They'll go to a Post Malone concert or a Billie Eilish concert, and they will cry, and they will scream, and they will jump. They're the ones that call us crazy. Now, listen, I call it crazy that other men will go and watch other men get sweaty and pass around a pigskin. That's crazy. What we do is supernatural. So I'm going to preach on praise this morning, and I want everybody to get ready to level up in your praise. I want those of you that have lost your praise to get back your praise. I want those of us that have gotten a little quiet in our praise to put the volume back up in our praise. And if you say, well, Pastor, I'm going through something, you ought to praise harder when you're going through it than you do in the times when everything is okay. Psalm 34, verse 1. I know you're standing. Psalm 34, 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually. Somebody say continually. Somebody say all day, every day. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, in the good, in the bad, when I'm up, when I'm down, I will bless the Lord, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, my mouth. Praise God. You may be seated. During the Thanksgiving season, and man, it's hard to believe we are in mid-November. It's hard to believe that this year is coming to a close, that a decade is coming to a close, and a brand new one is about to start. It's crazy that we're here at this time, but it is at this time in our nation when everybody's thoughts begin to shift. It's amazing how quick they shift from goblins and ghouls to thankfulness, but it happens. And it is also amazing that we have not even digested the turkey that we were thankful for until we are stomping a mud hole in somebody down at the Walmart on Black Friday for a crock pot that is 20% off. But it is at this time when most of our nation, if not everybody, begins to think, even if they are not God followers, even if they are not Jesus pursuers, we all begin to think about all the things in our life that we are thankful for, and we're thankful for family, and we're thankful for maybe how far we've come from and what we've been able to come through. And we look at bank accounts that maybe are bigger than they used to be, and jobs that we would have never dreamed of 15 years ago, and now we are moving up the corporate ladder, and we look at our kids' accomplishments. And so there's a lot of things that we are thankful for, and our thoughts of gratitude and being grateful come to the surface in these moments. Some people even post the 30 days of Thanksgiving and share each day in November something that they are thankful for, which is awesome, by the way. However, let us remember that and be mindful that we serve a God that is good 365 days a year. That it's not just a November holiday, but for those of us that are saints of God, and those of us that love Jesus, we ought to have that grateful heart and that thanksgiving every day of our lives. Let me remind you that God is good when we are not. That God is good when our situation is not. That God is good when we're in the valley, just like God was good when we were on the mountaintop. The dollar amount you have in your bank account does not define how good God is or if he's good. That whether we've got a perfect and healthy body or whether we are sicker today than we've ever been does not change the fact that God is good. Whether your relationships are the best they've ever been or the worst they've ever been, it does not change the fact that God is good. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Sometimes life isn't good, but God is good. And I don't want to preach my Wednesday sermon on Sunday, but you have to understand when life is not fair and the struggle becomes very real, even though life is not good, I have pledged my allegiance to a God that will make my life good. And if it's not good, then it's not the end, because God promised that our end would be better than our beginning. I'm preaching to somebody today that in Thanksgiving season, you might not have a lot to be grateful for, it looks, but I'm here to tell you, if you'll thank God, if you'll begin to create a culture of praise and gratefulness and gratitude in your, not on Sunday morning, every day of your life, when you open up your eyes and you blink a couple times and you're wiping the crust out of the corners of your eyes, you say, God, I don't like where my life is, but you've given me a brand new day, and I'm going to make this world choke up everything that you called it to give me. I know my life is not perfect, but God, you are. So instead of complaining about a negative life, I'm going to perfect my praise to a God that sits high and looks low, and my praise will make a difference. Somebody say yes. His continual goodness is why we are to offer continual praise. See, some of us, we give God praise on the good days. The day we get married, the day we got the job, the day that we, all of these great moments we praise God, but God is still worthy of praise on the not so great moments. And because we serve a God that is continually good and always does good, then we've got to offer Jesus praise every day of our lives, no matter what is going on. If you grew up in a house like I did, in an old school house, from the time we could talk, we were taught to say things like, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. If you didn't hear them correctly, huh, was not something you said. What? What'd you? It's sir? Or it's maybe you get your tail out of bed and go get in their face so you can actually hear what they're saying. We were taught to say things like, please, and thank you. There's nothing worse than holding a door open for somebody and they don't say thank you. I am just perverse enough that when that happens, very loudly I say, you're welcome. Half of the time, they say, oh, I'm sorry, thank you so much. The other half of the time, if eyes could talk, they would be cussing me out. My parents have taught me to write thank you cards whenever someone gives me a gift. Doesn't matter if it's a $2 gift or a $200 gift, I write thank you cards. I even write thank you cards to my wife and my kids on Father's Day, on my birthday, and on Christmas. Why? Why do I do that? Because I'm building a culture of gratitude, of thankfulness, and of praise. And I am building this bubble of praise that Brandon lives in. Because if I build a bubble of gratitude and I build a bubble, and even though I'm thanking them, what I'm really doing is I'm thanking him for using them to bless me. Every good and perfect gift, James says, comes down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variableness. God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's neither no shadow of turning, meaning that God never changes. That means if he's good at one point, he is good all of the time. And so when I thank them, I am thanking him. Anytime something good happens in your life, you ought to say thank you to the resource, but you ought to deflect that praise up to the heavens and say, thank you, Jesus, for using them. That's why the Bible says that God will use men to give unto your bosom. God can use somebody that doesn't even like you. God can use somebody that ought to preach better than that's being amen right there. God will use somebody that doesn't even know you. And so when they bless you, I thank them. But what I'm really saying is, God, I thank you for using them. That came out of nowhere. I can't believe. And so a lot of us maybe in November are looking around saying, Pastor, I don't know where it's going to come from. I don't make enough money for this to happen. I don't know enough for this to happen. I'm glad that we have those questions, because it causes us to lean into God in faith in a greater way. There is sometimes when you don't know how it's going to happen, when God does his best work, because then you just have to take a step back and say, if it had not been for God, I don't even know that person. Why would they pay for my groceries? I don't even know him. Why would he speak that word that I need? Because God knows everything we need. He has everything to fulfill that need, and he's looking for somebody to step into their life. And the way that God steps into your life is praise. So we must build a culture of gratitude. You ought to be able to thank people for the good things that they do in your life. Whether it's open a door, take you to lunch, buy your kids something nice, a kind word, an encouraging word, when they make you feel like God is listening, you ought to thank them. And by thanking them, you are building a culture of praise, of gratitude, of being grateful, and having thanksgiving. Let me tell you something. We ought to get to the place that we can thank our enemies. Because we should be able to say to those who tried to attack us 5 years ago, if it had not been for you coming against me, I wouldn't be the person I am today. If it hadn't been for you waging war against what God was trying to do in my life, I wouldn't have grown in faith. And so I thank God for the good times, and I thank God for even the tough times, because in the tough times I grew as a believer. When everything wasn't right and I still praised God and thank God, God, I'm thankful that I have another chance. Even when I fall down, I don't thank God that I fell, but what I thank God for is, God, you said a just man can get up 7 times. And so when I fall, I'm thankful that God will give me a third chance, a fifth chance, a tenth chance, a 27th chance. I'm thankful at all times. I'm creating an atmosphere. When someone is grateful, it greases the wheels for you to do something for them again and again and again. It is when you do not receive a thank you or gratitude for what you've done that causes you to want to hold your hand back and not do it for them. Bishop has told you many times we have felt led to bless churches and bless ministries and bless orphanages and bless church plants and do all of these things that God calls us to do. And there's some on occasion that we send them the first check and we don't even get a receipt saying we received your donation. But at the very least, besides the receipt, you would think that the CEO, COO, CFO, OOO, I don't even know, would send you a text, email, Facebook, letter saying, thank you for making the vision God has given me come to pass. We will give them maybe 2 months, maybe 3. But if we receive no communication from them, we stop giving them the gift. And some of them have had the nerve, after 3 or 4 months of our help, that Living Way is sending them, when it stops coming, we haven't heard nothing from them. They'll call and say, hey, we didn't get the check this month. Well, let me tell you something. We are not the Social Security Administration. We are not your employer. We are not your boss. We don't owe you anything. We were being obedient to what God had said to do, and so we blessed you. But until there is some gratitude involved, the blessing stopped. Can I encourage you? That's why we offer a sacrifice of praise, and that's why in some cases your praise is more important when everything's not right, because somewhere along the line, the vessel has been cut, the conduit has been cut, the hose has been kinked. But when you praise God, all avenues open up in your life. God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits a grateful heart. God inhabits a gratitude-filled spirit. And when you praise God, God steps in with everything you need. That's why when somebody praises God, you should not say, well, they're praising too much. Maybe you have enough of God, but maybe they're going through something and they're expecting God to show up in a big way. I don't want them to dumb down their praise to appease you. If they're praise offends you, close your eyes. If their praise offends you, move to the other side of the building. We want this church to be a house of praise so that God always has a way in to our lives. Somebody say gratitude. Somebody say I'm grateful. We build the culture of gratitude. Building any culture is done through consistency and on purpose. Every day of your life, not every Sunday, every day. God is perplexed at some of us because the only time we praise is on Sunday or on Wednesday night. So then God begins to look and says, if they only praise on Sunday and Wednesday, but I'm good every day. If they only praise on Sunday and Wednesday, is it for me? Or is it for them? Is it for my eyes? Is it for their eyes? Is it to fake it? Or are they really praise? If we only praise God when things are good, God says, why would they only praise me when things are good? I'm good all the time. And if they would praise me, my goodness would be delivered unto them. Oh, come on now. And so therefore, I will praise the Lord at all times. And the praises, the blessings will continually be in my mouth towards God. Why? Because I realize as a praiser 24/7 that God is good 24/7. And I will never be indicted. I will never be accused of only praising God when people are watching or praising God when everything is good. I am grateful. I live a life of gratitude every day of my life. Thank you. People should get tired of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get a good parking spot. Thank you, Jesus. I've got a car to drive. Thank you, Jesus. I turned the car on. Thank you, Jesus. The heater worked this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I got a job to go to. I don't really like the job, but I'm glad I got one to go to. Thank you, Jesus. I've got lunch today. Thank you. Oh, man, you're getting crazy with this. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. Oh, I'm still breathing. Thank you, Jesus. I woke up and I looked at a roof over my head. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's got holes in it. Yeah, but it's better than living outside. I will live a life of gratitude and being grateful because it gives God a place to set up shop in my life. Consistency every day, all day. David said 7 times a day. Ooh, every 2.5 hours, every 3.5 hours, he praised God. That means at some point he had to set an alarm. 4 a.m., the alarm goes off. Time to go to work? Nope, just time to praise God. Laying on his back, God, I thank you. God, I thank you that you didn't let Goliath take me out. God, I'm thankful for the anointing on my life. And then sometimes the praise sounded like this. God, I'm so thankful that after I did you know what with Bathsheba, that you did not discard me, but your grace was sufficient, that your mercy is fresh every morning. Sometimes his praise sounded like this. I just buried my son this morning, but God, you are still great. God, you are still awesome in my life. And I know that if you left me here, I still have a future, and so I will praise you. Cancer report. Oh, woe is me. Or I'm glad they caught it in time. Oh, see, some of us are too religious. We can't thank God for everything. God, I'm thankful. I'm not going to say all of her business, but Pastor Becky beat cancer again earlier this year. Again, she beat it earlier this year. You know how she beat it? God woke her up in the middle of the night and said, you need to go have a test run this week. She went to the doctor, had the test run. The doctor said, what would make you come in? You weren't scheduled to come in for another 4 or 5 years. What made you come in? Because there's something there that if we had waited 4 or 5 years, it would have probably killed you or would have gotten to the place where we couldn't operate on it. You know why I praise? I praise, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. Well, wait a minute. You waking up means that you found out you had cancer. No, me waking up, now I know how to pray. Now I know how to faith. Now I know how to worship. Now I know how to seek. God, I'm thankful that you woke me up. God, I'm thankful that you told me to go to the doctor. God, I'm glad you led me to the right doctor. God, I'm glad that you gave me a course of action that I could take. God, I'm thankful for the steady hand of a surgeon. Even though you are the great physician, God, I'm thankful that you're using doctors and nurses on this earth. God, I'm thankful that the surgery was a success. And oh, by the way, God, I thank you that I'm cancer free after all of the process. I'm here to tell you, you can thank God for everything that happens in your life. Check this out. This isn't even in my notes. I'm going to tell you. I could come up. You give me any scenario, I could tell you how to thank God for any scenario. Open up your phone. Overdrawn. $120. First thing I'm thankful for, I've got a device that costs $1,000 that I'm checking my bank account on. And I'm paying the $110 a month that it costs to keep that going. I'm thankful that I live in a country that I can go make as much money as I want. I can get a second job, a third job, a fourth job. I can make investments. I can do all these things. I can go through all of the great things that Living Way offers. I can tithe. I can offer. I can go through Financial Peace University. I can go through all of that. I can thank God that I live in a place where I can find it. I can get a loan. But more than that, I'm thankful that I know Jehovah Jireh, who will provide according to my needs. I'm thankful that I serve a God that will supply all of my needs. In glory, by Christ Jesus. What about my son? He's prodigal. He ain't been to church in 6 years. How am I going to thank God for that? Be thankful that he's still alive. My son's in prison. How am I going to thank? They got him locked up for another 8 years. Come on, maybe prison's safer than on the streets. Maybe God's got him as a Paul or Silas in there. Maybe Kanye's going to come preach to him in the Harris County jail. I can find a reason to thank God in all things. Young man came to the altar last night, 18 years of age. Just graduated high school, getting ready. He's already enlisted, getting ready to go to basic training on January 14th. And I hugged him after the service, and I said, God did something in your life. And he said, I'm so thankful for tonight. I'm so thankful for Catalyst. I'm so thankful for what God did because my mom passed away 2 weeks ago. I didn't know that. Here he was coming, and he was hurting. And he said, I'm thankful that I found a place that talked to me about courage, that talked to me about future. And I know that I can make it even though I'm carrying this grief. I'm not being naive to situations, but I'm telling you that praise produces God. The devil does not know what to do with somebody who loses their job and praises God. The devil does not know what to do with somebody who gets a bad report from the doctor, and when they shut the door of their car, they put some Jesus culture on, begin to speak in tongues and say, blessed is the name of the Lord. I look to the hills from which cometh my help. By your stripes I am healed, and I thank you for my healing. The devil's saying, what? And people make fun of us because of our praise. And all their hope is in doctors and medicine and psychology and psychiatry. They're hoping that they can raise enough money
through a GoFundMe. They're hoping they can win the lottery and retire young. And all of their hope is, and I'm over here in the middle of hell saying, I thank you, Jesus. I feel your presence. Oh, God, I'm in pain, but I thank you that you're here with me. God, everybody else, I can't seem to find somebody that will walk with me. And God is saying, oh, I'm with you, son. I'm walking every valley, every dry place. I'm with you. When you can't speak, I'll speak for you. When you can't lift your hands, I'll give you the strength to keep going and to praise. I'm talking to somebody who your life has not been perfected yet in 2019, but you are one praise away from starting the greatest season of your life. If you can praise your way through, you're going to get through in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm grateful. There's five things that gratitude, that being grateful does. Number one, gratitude gives God an avenue into your life. God needs a runway. God needs access to your life. God needs a way to join in your life. Psalm 22, verse 3 says that God inhabits the praises of Israel. When God wants into your life, prayers go to heaven. God comes to praise. And I love this illustration. Have you ever flown? And listen, pray for your pilot that he hadn't been in the airport lounge too long. We've been seeing that a few times. Pray for your pilot. But I'm going to tell you who else you should pray for. Those men and women out on the tarmac. They are directing the planes, and they are telling the planes where they can and cannot go. You know what praise is? It's not the pilot. God's the pilot. He's got one of them big belly jets full of everything that we need. And you ever been caught in a circling pattern where you can't land because of bad weather? You can't land because there's too many planes on the runways. There's too many planes trying to take off. So they just put you in there. I'm here to tell you that God's been circling over your life. And you're saying, but Pastor, I prayed. Yeah, your prayers went to the plane. But the plane is the response to your prayers. It's your praise coming down. God to inhabit your praise. And so when God is flying around, Michael saying, can we land now? Nope, I don't see a runway of praise yet. Can we land yet? Man, they're really hurting, Jesus. They need us. I know they need us, but I'm not just going to force myself into their life. They're going to have to call me down. They're going to have to offer up a praise. And so even when you don't know the words to whatever song you want to sing, that's why you should just say, hallelujah. Have you ever got around one of the sisters in church that just starts feeling the Spirit and they just say, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's never hallelujah. It's hallelujah. And they put that info, hallelujah. Why everybody else, and the only time you lift a hand is when Pastor Brandon says, everybody lift a hand to heaven, and you lift your hand. Remember, you can always tell the people that are really worshiping are the people that are made to worship. Or the one hand. Or let everybody lift their hands and they do it all for 3 seconds. God's looking for a praiser. He's circling. Let me tell you something. At 8:55, God was circling in San Antonio. He passed over the first church of the Chosen and Frozen. He passed over the seeker-sensitive church because he said they're too busy being sensitive to seekers and not sensitive to me. He passed over that church. He passed over a lot of denominational churches. He passed over a lot of churches that make it about the show and not about the Spirit. But then when Living Way at 9 a.m. and then again at 11 a.m., what we started doing, we were praising is we're saying, when you praise is getting God's attention. I'm right here, God. Right here is where you're going to want to land that peace. Right here. Right here is where I need some joy. I need that joy. I know you got a big shipment of joy. Right here.
And when you praise, God says, all right, Michael. And he gets on and he says, everybody needs to get ready. We are preparing for landing. And he comes right in. And then you see somebody start shaking. Somebody start jerking. That's when the plane lands. You see somebody fall out. You see somebody run an aisle. Why are they running? You've been waiting on your ship to come in. They're running because their plane just landed and God inhabited the praises of his people. One more. Praise team, come. Number one, gratitude gives an avenue into your life. Number two, gratitude, thanksgiving, praise, gratefulness keeps God in your life. That went over somebody's head. He only stays as long as there's praise. He will only stay as long as there is a reason for him to inhabit. I already said it, Psalm 22:3, God inhabits the praises of Israel, his people. So we know that God inhabits praise. And so then there's somebody that always says, well, God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He is everywhere. But can I say it like this? That God inhabits the praise of his people? But let me say it more like this. I know God is everywhere. You get God's attention by praising. Check this out. I am in the same room as Mandy. But if Mandy is on her phone, if Mandy's talking to Jaden, if Mandy's doing all this other stuff, just because we're together in the same room doesn't mean there is going to be a trading of what she has and what I have to one another. So what I do is I get her attention the same way that I got her attention on April 14th of 2002. She came in the back door of Living Way Church. I had not seen her in many, many years. I was up there leading the service and giving announcements, and I caught her, and I said, look at here, good times look like they've come our way again. I can honestly say I don't remember the songs we sang. I don't remember what Bishop preached. It was not a spiritually moving night for me because I said, at the end of this service, I'm going to go talk to her. And I might lay hands on her suddenly, I don't know. But the moment we were dismissed, hey girl, what's your name is? It's been a long time since I've seen you. You sure grew up. You got long, beautiful blonde. I got her. Oh. I'll pay you after service, my good sir. I got her attention. I love that you come to Living Way. I love it. I want you to come here for the rest of your life. I want us to dedicate your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. And when I say us, I mean my great-great-great-grandchildren will dedicate your great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. I want you to be here. But just because you're here and we praise doesn't mean you praise. And I'm not saying you got to be up here or right here, but I'm saying from the balcony, you can raise a hallelujah. And the moment you raise a hallelujah, the attention of God, it pivots and looks right at you and says, Michael, there's another hallelujah. There's another pray. Get another plane ready. We got another landing to make in Living Way in San Antonio. And what I love about God is God does not run on a schedule. Anytime that I praise, whether it's a Sunday or a Monday, whether I'm going through hell or heaven, anytime that I begin to praise God, God shows up in the middle of my praise. I praise him when everything is bad, and I praise him whenever I'm right here, God. I'm still praising. I've got tears in my eyes, and I'm praising. I got pain in my body, and I'm praising. I'm digging the knife out of my back, but I'm praising. I'm grateful. While you're digging that knife out of your back, I'm thankful that it didn't hit any major organ. I'm glad it missed my spine. I'm glad that I learned that lesson at 26, and I won't repeat that mistake again. Stand on your feet. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Come on. More than just going around your Thanksgiving table in a few days and mention the one thing that you're most grateful for. Do that. That's awesome. Maybe it'll be a witness to some of our families to do that.
Put your 30 days of Thanksgiving up. I wish I had started. We're already halfway through the month. Do that. It's a great testimony to people around you. But for the other 335 days, praise Him. He's a good God. All the time. The cross proves His goodness. The upper room proves His goodness. The resurrection proves His goodness. Here I stand today. We stand today. We're not perfect, but we're praisers. And if I praise, I am being perfected. Let me say that again. You're not perfect. We are not perfect. But if we praise, we are perfected. And in that moment of praise, God shows up. And again, my imperfections now are no longer a liability. They're an asset because God has shown up. And in my weakness, He is made strong. I know we've shouted, I know we've cheered, I know we've praised, but there's people that are fighting faith fights, fighting the adversarial spirit of this world, fighting for your families, fighting for your mental state, fighting for whatever you're fighting. I want to encourage you today, come to this altar, lift a hand, and say, God, I'm grateful for all You've brought me through to get me to this point. I know I'm still going to receive something great. I know I've still got a future. I know kingdom is still involved in my life and me in it. I don't know who you are. Some of the greatest people in this church are the first to respond. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I wouldn't hold the mic, I'd be standing shoulder to shoulder with one of my favorite men in the world, Brother Kevin Green. All of our praise needs to level up, not just in this building, at all times. I challenge you, and this is probably going to be a mistake, but I challenge you this week. If you don't believe what I preach today, email me, DM me, and tell me what you're going through and why you can't be thankful. But get ready, because I'll email you back within the week before next Sunday, and I will give you reasons that you can still be thankful in spite of what you're going through. I'm not naive to what you're going through. I just know that God is greater. God is greater. God is greater. Pain is real. I know God is greater. Trouble, your reality, God is greater. I'm going to praise. I'm going to praise. I'm going to praise. Childhood friends in the altar, keep praising, Audrey. God's got you. Peter, keep praising. God's got you. Bermea family, keep praising. God's got you. My friend, when you began to praise during worship,